News at 6. The news is live on Joy 99.7 FM and Hits 103.9 FM in Accra. In Kumasi, we'll love 99.5 FM and over 30 affiliates across Ghana's 16 regions, including Bedarin FM, Bumpurugu, Klenom Radio, Batel, Gaskia FM, Tichiman, and Radio Wawa. Get radio, TV, and online content on the MyJoyOnline.com interactive app for Android and iOS devices. This morning, cerebrospinal meningitis outbreak claims 6 lives in Upper West region as the health directory strikes to contain the disease.
At week 10, the region recorded 10 deaths with 34 confirmed cases, coming out from 124 suspected cases.
Also in this packet, Education Ministry promises to swiftly deal with acute food shortages in some selected senior high schools following Joy News' national dialogue on free senior high school.
First of all, the assurance is that we are going to intervene to his school and even the entire England that he described.
In business,
vessel set sail to commence work on cut undersea cables, which resulted in serious internet disruptions. Details on the Joy Business Report.
These and more with me, Mami Esinyamiche Thompson. Please stay for details. In our first story, 6 persons have died in the ongoing outbreak of cerebrospinal meningitis in the Upper West region, pushing the total death toll from the disease to 10 since the beginning of this year. The regional health directorate has confirmed 34 out of 124 suspected cases. Notably, the Wild West district has reported the highest number of cases, with Nandom, Nadoli and Jerapa collectively witnessing 6 fatalities. The deputy director of health overseeing public health in Upper West region, Dr. Collins Boateng Dankwa, provided details.
At week 10, the region recorded 10 deaths with 34 confirmed cases, coming out from 124 suspected cases. With the deaths, 4 are coming from Wild West, 3 are coming from Nandom, then 2 are coming from Nadoli.
He explains that the deaths are recorded between people aged 10 and 19.
If you look at each group that are in, most of them are from 10 to 19 years. Most of these are actually under the care of their mothers. So we encourage the mother or the parents that once your child tells you he's having ongoing headache, high-grade fever, neck pains, please, they should come to the hospital. It's all about early reporting.
You heard the Deputy Director of Health overseeing public health in the Upper West region, Dr. Collins Boateng Dankwa. Now, the Education Ministry is promising to swiftly deal with the acute food challenges in some selected senior high schools following Joy News' national dialogue on the challenges in the free senior high school policy. It comes on the heels of complaints by the Conference of Heads of Assisted Secondary Schools, CHAS, that some school heads are forcing students to skip meals in order to mitigate the precarious feeding crisis in their schools. Here's a news desk report.
On the Thought Leadership Forum, the Conference of Head of Assisted Secondary Schools revealed the challenges with regard to feeding has worsened over the years. National Secretary of the Association, Primus Baru, pointed out that many schools have almost run out of supplies.
In fact, in some instances, I can tell you notoriously that there were instances and there are still instances where schools had to jump meals. What it means is that you take breakfast, you jump lunch and take supper.
Ambrose Kwajuja, representing the Teachers and Educational Workers Union, TEWU.
So these are the pressures on our matrons now in the various institutions.
But that money has not increased since 2017.
No, it hasn't increased.
Still the same.
Yeah, it's still the same.
154%.
Yes, yes.
Deputy Ranking Member on Parliament Education Committee, Clement Park, asserted that the core issue behind the feeding problem lies in the food distribution and the buffer stock system.
It's because Buffer Stock Food Company is in Accra, and they are giving contracts to people who do not know the geographic locations
of Jerapa.
And the suppliers are supplying what they can get when they can get.
The executive director of Africa Education Watch, Kofi Asari, noted that many parents are now compelled to spend beyond their means to ensure their children are adequately fed. The Ministry of Education assured that they were prepared to provide a comprehensive and effective solution to the situation. Kwesi Kwarten, the ministry's public relations officer, represented them on the show.
First of all, the assurance is that we are going to intervene to his school and even the entire England that he described. But you see, there are 18 food items.
By when?
Immediately.
Immediately.
It's of immediate effect.
And that was the news desk report. Now, still on education, classroom blocks at Manle Dada and African Unity Basic Schools in the Ladade Kotopo municipality are in ruins 10 months after its roofing was ripped off by a rainstorm. In spite of the promise by the assembly to fix the situation within 3 months, it appears this promise is becoming a pipe dream. Joy FM's Ramat Bashir visited the place and has filed this report read to you. It's been almost 10 months with no roof over a 13-unit classroom block at the Africa Unity Basic School and Manle Dada Basic School in the Ladade Kotopong Municipal Assembly. The roofs were completely destroyed following a downpour in May 2023. The pupils now compete for space with the hot scorching rays from the sun. But as the rainy season beckons, the fate of over 500 pupils now hang in a balance. The grim reality of having to stay home when the rain set in lingers on their minds. Hannah Etonam Gavo is the head girls prefect of Manle Dada Basic School. She says the situation has begun taking a toll on the academic work of her colleagues.
And the academic work of the students now is coming down. Because when sometimes it rains, it leaks inside the room, yes. And we don't get time to learn too, because if it's raining, we all pack ourselves and sit one side.
Now, the Ghana Bar Association is opposing the continuous accreditation of law faculties by the Ghana Tertiary Education Commission, arguing that it leads to an influx of substandard graduates and hinders students' opportunities to secure pupillage at law firms. GBA President Yao Echampo Bwafo conveyed these concerns during a meeting with NPP flag bearer Dr. Mahmoud Baumia on his bold solutions for the future engagement.
The reality of it is that there's an oversupply, and it's caused, unfortunately, by GTEC thinking that it has a law. So maybe another thing that we can look at law reformers. When it comes to study of, say, law, architecture, engineering, where there's a professional, the professional bodies might be part of the accreditation institutions. Mm-hmm. I am part of the General Legal Counsel's Inspection Committee. His Excellency, when we go around and we see some of these faculties, the truth of the matter is they are pretending to be teaching law.
But the Director General of the Ghana Tertiary Education Commission, Professor Ahmed Jinapo, reacted and said the General Legal Counsel has always been involved in granting these accreditations.
GTEC has never and do not issue licenses in isolation to institutions that intend to offer law. And I can give you a quick example. We have a joint accreditation committee between the General Legal Counsel and GTEC with His Lordship Justice Bafuboni, who is the chairman of that committee, posed to ensure that all programs that have been introduced by all tertiary institutions in this country, new as they may be, must come before the committee for approval to be given. So I don't know where the accusation is coming from.
In response to these concerns, Dr. Mahmoud Baumia said he will be committed to addressing these challenges if elected.
Legal education is one that is very talked about out there. And from your point of view, what should government be trying to do? There is sometimes a sense that there is a restriction on lawyers that are being educated. And there's got to be some balance. But I don't know, from your point of view, just picking on your brains on this issue, how should we be approaching the issue of legal education?
Now, the people of Adamawa in the eastern region for decades have been neglected by successive governments. A resident believe their woes have been deepened by the attack that they are a community of deaf people. John News' Adobia Sari was there and has filed this report.
Residents of Adamrobe are lamenting the state of the main road in the town. The road, which serves as a link between Oyibi and Ebri, is in a deplorable state.
Oyibi.
Our major challenge with our town is our main road which connects Oyibi to Ibiri. The government have been promising to construct it for years.
Kwame is a driver and a station master here. He laments how the poor road network is affecting him and other drivers in the town.
My name is Adam Robert, GPRTU station master.
The state of the road even affects us drivers, and we spend lots of money fixing problems
the road causes our vehicles.
The people of Adamrobe want government to give them a fair share of developmental projects by constructing their road.
Adobia Series report read to you, and that's how we end the bulletin here. Joe 99.7 FM. Business is next on your Super Morning Show. I am Amisi Nyamiche Thompson.